Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've been given an opportunity to do something really powerful. That is to pick the best priced health insurance your family can afford, and to do so according to your budget. Now, you may be thinking, since Obamacare's penalty was done away with in the mandate, that there's no reason to shop your health insurance concerns. But friends, there are. You're likely paying for coverage you don't need. And how will you know unless you have it evaluated? That's where my friend Petru Amare at GetBenefits.info will come in very handy. Because you won't pay him a dime, but he will check your health insurance coverage and let you know if you can do just as well for less money. Contact him today. GetBenefits.info. That's GetBenefits.info. GetBenefits.info. Or call him at 312-588-9443. That's 312-588-9443.
This is Dr. Howard, founder and formulator of Balance of Nature. We're changing America one life at a time.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know what April 21st represents, don't you? Have I not told you? That's the last day you're going to be able to get 20% discount and free shipping on your first order of Balance of Nature. Now, why is that important? Because if you're feeling run down and like you don't have energy, or maybe you're getting like really like with the sinuses and the allergies and all the stuff that spring is bringing about, it's time to try Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Why? I started taking them 4 years ago when I got the allergy crud and the seasonal bronchial problems. And you know what? I haven't had a cold or flu or allergies or sinus problems since I went on Balance of Nature. Each capsule has 10 servings of fruits and vegetables, and it unlocks tens of thousands of vital nutrients that are working in your immune system to make you healthier. That's why people report skin looking better and having a lot more energy and improving the quality of their life. So from now until April 21st, you can get that 20% discount and free shipping on your first order. That offer will run out on April the 21st, so call now. 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use the discount code KMC. Balance of Nature, changing America one life at a time.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Are you looking for more than just a job, more than a career? Maybe a true mission where you can help families every day and help provide a great future for your own family? Let me tell you about Grace Advisors. Grace Advisors is on a mission to help serve and protect families. They're Christians working with Christians to help prepare them against events in life that can be catastrophic. They don't offer get-rich opportunities with huge risk. They offer sound, safe, and sensible planning for retirement, college planning, tax and estate planning, legacy gifting, and much more. If you work in the life insurance or financial services industry and are looking for an opportunity to provide a great future for your family while working with families who value the same core beliefs that you do, then you need to talk with Grace Advisors. They'll provide you free qualified leads and give you sales support with a complete back office to provide case assistance, appointment setting, administration assistance, and more. If you are ready to help families, not to sell them, go to ChristiansHelpingChristians.net. That's ChristiansHelpingChristians.net. Or call 800-625-8519. That's 800-625-8519. That's 800-625-8519. Grace Advisors. It's not a new career. It's a new mission.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Confusion,
amplifying truth,
and pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
So much to get to today on this very busy Wednesday. We've got New York's favorite billionaire, John Catsimatidis, with us before we're done. Shelley Goldberg on the Parenting Express, one hack to help you parent better. Kristen B. Tate from The Hill will join us to talk about the employment numbers of the country. And Kelsey Bowler of The Daily Signal starts things off.
Kevin McCullough.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing a role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, so there's a lot to get to. The nation is still pretty much waiting, as we have waited for the last 2.5 years, for Mr. Barr to tomorrow say, here you go. What are we going to get? Does it matter? What will be made of what we get? Will it matter then? Call me crazy. I actually think that we are going to be in exactly the same spot that we are right now after the Mueller report has been out. And the redactions are there. They're color-coded. They're explained. Everything's going to... And I think everybody that's upset and is complaining about what they don't have is going to want more. And I think everybody else that's already moved on will have just continued to have moved on. My next guest, in fact, even wrote in the edition of the newsletter called Bright that she authors on this day every week. She actually referred to this as the idea that very few of you even care about what is yet to be revealed in the Mueller report. She said exactly, although we already know the findings, details in the report are bound to make a splash. She said, while most of you could hardly care for reporters and Democrats, today is the political equivalent of Christmas Eve. Kelsey Bowler of the Daily Signal, the Heritage Foundation, thefederalist.com wrote those words. Hello, Kelsey.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. You really feel that way. The nation's done, except for the ones that are still hanging on. Why are they hanging on at this point, Kelsey?
Well, polls have told us for months now that this Mueller investigation, even when it was ongoing, it was not a priority for your average voter. Now that we already know the findings in it, we know the summary of the findings, nothing came of it. So Americans care even less. I think the people who really care about this, who it really is like Christmas Eve for them, are a lot of reporters in Washington, D.C. and New York City. And, you know, a lot of the very far left Democrats who put so much weight into this investigation that they are desperate to find anything that they can use to slander the president. So I think it's very predictable what's going to happen tomorrow. You described it well. Republicans and much of the country is going to say, okay, good for transparency. I'm glad we got to take a look. For those who want to read the full 400 pages, now they can. I think that is a good thing for checks and balances and in terms of transparency. But most people will want to move on. Democrats, on the other hand, I think a lot of reporters are going to primarily be complaining about the redaction. And I think Attorney General Barr is trying to be as transparent about these redactions as possible.
Yeah.
Since he is color coding it. But that is exactly what's going to happen. We're going to have a lot of Democrats complaining that there are too many redactions and they need to see the full report. So this will just go on and on and on.
Right. And I believe that honestly, those color codings are going to tell us a lot too. You know, this is for ongoing grand jury investigation and this is for national security. But like he's going to be able to give more information than typical redactions have taken on in the past, is he not?
Right. And, you know, that is where it's important for journalists to step in and really press Democrats. But if they are so up in arms about these redactions, what specifically do you want to be revealed? Do you want, people are innocent until proven guilty. Do you want them to be their names to be revealed in such a manner? Grand juries, do you want those names revealed? What exactly do you want here? Hopefully the media will press Democrats to be a little more specific instead of just across the board about redactions. But you have to remember, Jerry Nadler, a Democrat, has been very vocal already about these redactions.
Well, and what just doesn't make any sense is that he knows the value and the importance of what those redactions represent.
The Clinton investigation.
Kelsey, you drifted in and out of coverage there. Can you state your last sentence again, and we'll pick it up from there.
Yes. So it's important to hold figures like Jerry Nadler accountable for what they have said in the past regarding redactions. During the Clinton investigation, special counsel investigation, he was against making public any of this redacted material. And now that it is a Republican being investigated, all of a sudden he seems to have a huge problem with redaction. So I hope we all hold figures like that accountable for the hypocrisy that is going to be on display.
Right. Let's talk about 2020 for a second. You pointed out that for all of their talk of intersectionality and the future is female, blah, 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 Democrats are actually kind of settling in on some very old archetypes for their presidential candidate. Explain.
Yes, no offense to middle-aged white men, but that seems to be the two characteristics, white and male, who are leading the pack when it comes to the Democrat 2020 primary. And this is very curious because for Democrats, identity politics seems to be one of the most important factors on a lot of their minds. Many of them wanted Hillary Clinton in large part because they wanted our first female president. And now that they have a lot of you know, very qualified in terms of their current jobs and previous jobs, they have these women running. None of them are making the top of the list in terms of who voters are getting behind. We have Bernie Sanders first, and then we have Joe Biden, and then Pete Buttigieg has shot up the ranks, and we have Beto, who's actually slipping, but he's still holding on to spot number four. So it's very curious why Democrats all of a sudden aren't supporting women when they're constantly berating Republicans, trying to tell us that, you know, we have a women's problem.
Yeah. Well, and it is interesting because you have such a big field and there are so many options. And, you know, it seems like that the women that are involved have all parroted the right words. Their policies aren't significantly different than those four white guys that are at the top of the pack. So how do the Democrats explain this? I mean, what is the or are they just misreading what their voters really care about?
Right. Well, I was actually having this discussion with some liberal friends and colleagues yesterday, and you know, they were quick to blame it on things like misogyny. But I pointed out that I think that Democrats just aren't running the right women right now, because if you look at a figure like AOC, she has no problem getting media attention. But the problem is all the women who are running, Elizabeth Warren, Kamala Harris, you know, most of them.
Kristen Gillibrand, Amy Klobuchar.
They're all, you know, I think a lot of them are pandering to the left. They're not coming up with their own original ideas. I'd probably give Elizabeth Warren a pass on that front. She's been really the only candidate who's come out with very substantive policy ideas. The rest are just kind of going along with what seems as politically popular, which, you know, they could look back not very long to Hillary Clinton's campaign and see, quickly realize, like, the lack of authenticity and the lack of original ideas and the constant pandering to what she thought voters wanted caused her real problems. I think that's exactly what a lot of these Democrat women are repeating right now.
Yeah. Well, there's no doubt about that. And friends, if you'd like to know more, you should subscribe to the Bright Email. Kelsey Bowler edits it every Wednesday, and it is a fantastic read. In fact, in today's edition, she's got a breakdown of how the damage to Notre Dame wore out, and a very helpful graphic and some other things in there. If you were a lover of the architecture or of the story or of the history or of the significance or the inspiration of Notre Dame, you'd really get a lot out of today's issue. So do that. GetBrightEmail.com and you can subscribe right away. Kelsey Bowler, always a pleasure to have you. Thanks for being here. Kristen B. Tate is next.
Breakthrough, starring Chrissy Metz.
This is our town. It's a close-knit community, the kind of place where everyone knows everyone.
Text your mom and tell her where to pick you up.
Love you guys.
This Easter.
Boys, get off the ice!
He's been underwater for 15 minutes.
No one can survive that long.
We got him!
The odds were against her son.
We've done everything possible.
He's had no pulse for over an hour.
Until his mother's prayer.
Please, God, send her Holy Spirit to save my son.
Proved the impossible.
We've got a pulse!
On April 17th.
I don't believe John will survive the night.
You don't know my son. He is a fighter. So I need you to be the best, and you just let God do the rest.
Discover the incredible true story.
I'm your pastor. I'm supposed to walk alongside you for as long as it takes.
Of an extraordinary miracle.
Whatever you have for me or my son, I surrender.
Breakthrough. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters April 17th. For tickets and showtimes, go to breakthroughmovie.com.
You've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, my good friend. You've heard me talk about his passion to get everyone to get the best sleep of their life. And he didn't stop by just making the best pillow. Mike would not rest until he had also discovered the best bed sheets. The new Giza Dream bed sheets. They look and feel great, which means an even better night's sleep for me, which is crucial for my busy schedule. Mike found the world's softest cotton. It's called Giza. It's ultra soft, breathable, extremely durable. Mike's Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. The first night you sleep on the Giza sheets, you will never want to sleep on anything else ever. Giza Dream Sheets come in a variety of sizes and colors. Mike is making a special offer of 30% off with free shipping. That's 30% off and free shipping. Call now, 1-800-506-2641. Use the promo code KMC or go to MyPillow.com and make sure you use the promo code KMC. But that number again, 1-800-506-2641, promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. What do you do for the 2 o'clock lull? You know that one part of the afternoon where you just feel like you're dragging and you need a little pick-me-up, but you don't want to put harmful energy drinks in your body because they're not natural and they have too much caffeine and sugar and carbs in them for you to stay healthy? Well, what if I told you that there's a brand new one out that's loaded up with more absorbable CoQ10 and is caffeine-free, sugar-free, and carb-free? It's good for your joints. It's great for your heart. It'll hydrate you and energize you, or as we like to say, CoQ10ergize. Best of all, I've got a free sample waiting for you right now. All you have to do is go to this website, kmcfree.com. That's kmcfree.com. The first 100 people that go will get a free sample all to their own with free shipping included. kmcfree.com. CoQ10ergy. Hydrate and CoQ10ergize the healthy way.
Libertarian or conservative? How about a take on government that's just chock full of common sense? Kristen B. Tate gives her take exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
So glad to have you with us. A big, busy, news-breaking afternoon, and we continue to roll through. Coming up, Shelley Goldberg is going to talk to us in the parenting segment today a little bit about how to cultivate courage in our kids. And when you look at the headlines, you definitely need a dose of that. John Catsimatidis also on the way. He was at the big New York Republican gala last night. We'll get some thoughts on where the party in that state is going and what they're doing. But let's first turn to that aforementioned Kristen B. Tate, who rejoins us for her weekly Tate's Take. Kristen, good to have you. Thanks for being here.
Thanks, as always, for having me, Kev.
So, Bob... Bob Barr, that's a name from the past, Clinton impeachment era. William Barr, no relation to the aforementioned Bob Barr, is set to deliver a Christmas gift to Democrats or a real downer tomorrow. What's your take on what you think is going to happen there, Kristen?
Well, I think that the report will probably be pretty heavily redacted and there won't be too much for the Democrats to sink their teeth into. So, of course, they're going to start wailing and demanding that an unredacted version of the report be released, which, of course, is illegal. But, of course, Kevin, you know, the Democrats refuse to take no collusion as an answer. But Maxine Waters even said that the Mueller report is, quote, not the end of anything. They're completely delusional. And I think their reaction to what the report says will come down to this. They bet very heavily on Mueller finding something that was, you know, worthy of impeachment or at least nefarious. And the no collusion finding has basically hit them like a ton of bricks.
Yeah.
And now they're getting desperate.
Well, and, you know, if they had had any degree of objectivity about the process and forget what they said on TV in terms of punditry, but if they had just in the back of their mind said, OK, what's the play if he really didn't do it? And it seems like
none of them can accept that that was even a possibility, even now after the rest of the world has largely moved on.
That's exactly right. And something I think a lot of Democrats may not realize yet is that their collective obsession with the Mueller report, I think, was the only thing unifying the Democrats for the last 2 years. And it lessened the need for them to come up with unifying policy principles. So now that the collusion narrative has crumbled, they've lost their only unifying principle as a party. So
right.
That's going to hurt them going into next year. They've got to shift to policy, but I don't see them doing that right
well,
now.
Well, and one caveat to that, Kristen, they have. Everyone running for president is going to be on some level a socialist. So when you had reasonable people in the party, quote unquote reasonable, I don't think the Democrat policies are much reasonable at all, but more traditional Democrats, when you didn't have them engaging a political policy process, then you let Bernie Sanders outflank you. He felt cheated in 16. Now all these new guys feel like that's the only place that traction's being received, especially with AOC and Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar jumping to the front of the pack. So the one unifying policy principle that they've come up with is socialized stuff. And that is not going to play. I mean, we've seen it in the past. McGovern didn't have any success with that. When you've had these really hardcore left progressives be the star of the Democratic dance, they generally don't do well.
Right. But I do think that Nancy Pelosi, for example, she's been around long enough to understand what you just said, Kevin. And that's why I think she's terrified of these progressives who are sucking up all the oxygen in the room and who have hijacked the party's messaging. But I do think the Democratic Party is deeply fractured.
Oh,
I think
it's,
some moderates who are being completely overrun by these progressive loons.
Yeah, no, I think they've got a massive fissure and it's going to be a problem. And it's going to be interesting to see how they address it, because obviously things are going to get amplified the closer we get to 2020. And it appears as though these newer voices are pushing the old guys out of the way. I mean, it's hard to call Bernie a new voice, but when he's the guy that gets on Fox News and actually has 3 million people tune in to hear what he says, I mean, that's rather remarkable for someone with his policy positions. So anyway, hey, let's shift gears to what you wrote about this week for The Hill, where Kristen Tate does contribute opinion commentary on a weekly basis. You write, the sheer size of our government workforce is an alarming problem. Now, for people that are just joining us, Kristen's specialty, her joie de vivre of what she writes and where she like really puts the emphasis and the focus is usually on fiscal stuff, particularly fiscally responsible policy. And I don't think anybody's ever taken a look at the size of the workforce, Kristen, in commentary. What did you find when you went to write about this?
Right. So a lot of people think that the federal government employs about 2 million workers, because that is the number of full-time government employees, but they don't take into account the other workers who rely on the government for their paychecks, which includes the Postal Service employees, active duty military personnel, and then this huge, what I call shadow government of contract workers who are, you know, they're not receiving benefits, but they're often paid even more than the full-time government workers, and many are contractors for decades. So all in all, I found that the government pays nearly 9.1 million Americans paychecks every month. That is significantly larger than the people that Walmart employs. Walmart is the nation's biggest private sector employer with 1.5 million workers. So I just wanted to highlight the fact that the government is now the largest employer in the nation. And I think there's this misconception that the government needs to be some sort of jobs program. I mean, we saw the panic when the government shut down, that a bunch of non-essential government employees would go without their paychecks. And it really spoke to, in my mind, the change in perception of the role of the government as it pertains to employing Americans.
Well, and when you think about that, there's some greater philosophical principles that are going to be coming into play, because if people grow up thinking the government owes me a job, we're literally making that you know, philosophy come true, you know, in some respects. And I know Obama, like, he really instituted policies that incentivized government hirings as opposed to private sector hirings. And that's why he always bragged about how many jobs the government had created, because that was the only place where he saw job creation.
And now people like AOC are pushing these guaranteed government jobs programs.
Right.
So this is going in the wrong direction. And especially if we get a Democrat in the White House, the federal workforce numbers are going to shoot way up, while the private sector employer figures will probably go down, because Democrats want to raise taxes and expand the government, which would hurt private sector employers.
Well, you need to read her piece. The sheer size of our government workforce is an alarming problem. It is filled, chock full of common sense, as it always is when it's authored by Kristen B. Tate. Kristen, thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me, Kevin. Always a pleasure.
Coming up next, my Parenting Express. Shelley Goldberg with one parenting hack for your week, how to institute courage in your kids' life. Stay with us. You've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, my good friend. You've heard me talk about his passion to get everyone to get the best sleep of their life. And he didn't stop by just making the best pillow. Mike would not rest until he had also discovered the best bedsheets. The new Giza Dream bedsheets. They look and feel great, which means an even better night's sleep for me, which is crucial for my busy schedule. Mike found the world's softest cotton. It's called Giza. It's ultra soft, breathable, extremely durable. Mike's Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. The first night you sleep on the Giza sheets, you will never want to sleep on anything else ever. Giza Dream Sheets come in a variety of sizes and colors. Mike is making a special offer of 30% off with free shipping. That's 30% off and free shipping. Call now, 1-800-506-2641. Use the promo code KMC. Or go to MyPillow.com and make sure you use the promo code KMC. But that number again, 1-800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know what April 21st represents, don't you? Have I not told you? That's the last day you're going to be able to get 20% discount and free shipping on your first order of Balance of Nature. Now, why is that important? Because if you're feeling run down and like you don't have energy, or maybe you're getting like really like with the sinuses and the allergies and all the stuff that spring is bringing about, it's time to try Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Why? I started taking them 4 years ago when I got the allergy crud and the seasonal bronchial problems. And you know what? I haven't had a cold or flu or allergies or sinus problems since I went on Balance of Nature. Each capsule has 10 servings of fruits and vegetables, and it unlocks tens of thousands of vital nutrients that are working in your immune system to make you healthier. That's why people report skin looking better and having a lot more energy and improving the quality of their life. So from now until April 21st, you can get that 20% discount and free shipping on your first order. That offer will run out on April the 21st. So call now, 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use the discount code KMC. Balance of Nature, changing America one life at a time.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Are you looking for more than just a job, more than a career? Maybe a true mission where you can help families every day and help provide a great future for your own family? Let me tell you about Grace Advisors. Grace Advisors is on a mission to help serve and protect families. They're Christians working with Christians to help prepare them against events in life that can be catastrophic. They don't offer get-rich opportunities with huge risk. They offer sound, safe, and sensible planning for retirement, college planning, tax and estate planning, legacy gifting, and much more. If you work in the life insurance or financial services industry and are looking for an opportunity to provide a great future for your family while working with families who value the same core beliefs that you do, then you need to talk with Grace Advisors. They'll provide you free qualified leads and give you sales support with a complete back office to provide case assistance, appointment setting, administration assistance, and more. If you are ready to help families, not to sell them, go to ChristiansHelpingChristians.net. That's ChristiansHelpingChristians.net. Or call 800-625-8519. That's 800-625-8519. That's 800-625-8519. Grace Advisors. It's not a new career. It's a new mission.
She's helped parents do it better since her days at New York One. Now, she helps you hack the parenting code, one tip at a time. Shelley Goldberg and the Parenting Express, exclusively at Kevin McCullough Radio.
Our very big Wednesday continues to roll on. Kevin McCullough, thankful that you're with us and thankful that we get to do something fun for you every week by way of the Parenting Express. The pure design of this segment is very simple. Give you one idea, one strategy, one tactic, one help in some way to make your parenting more effective, more efficient, and maybe more fun. If we can do any of those things, it's great. And joining us to help us with this is Shelley Goldberg, who, of course, reported on parenting issues for New York One for all those years. And now she helps us with this, and we're so grateful. Shelley, this week, you sent a very interesting topic over, and as I was thinking about it, I thought, you know, this is really helpful, but it's all about instituting or trying to get kids to take on the idea of courage, as the lion said from The Wizard of Oz.
That's right. It's helping your kids and ourselves to develop courage and strengthen the courage muscle, because, Kevin, in 2019, you really need courage. You need courage to speak up with a dissenting opinion. You know, you need up to stand up for the things you believe in. Kids need courage to support and protect a child that's being bullied on social media. I mean, there's really a huge call to stand up and be counted and be courageous. So how do we do that?
Yeah.
I started to think about it, and I said, you know, this is something, you know, Kevin and I should be talking about.
Well, so what are some, and what, by the way, before you get into the tips, the idea that you referred to it as a muscle, I thought is very helpful, because it is something that requires practice and diligence and repetition and persistence with to get better at it.
Without question. So I think where you start is you first discuss what is courage. By definition, what is it? And you make it age appropriate. What you would say to a 10-year-old is not what you would say to a 16 or a 17-year-old. But start having those discussions. You know, that it's about making the right decisions, the right choices, when you know what's right. And it should reflect your values. But most kids really don't even think about what exactly is courage. So that's where you start.
Yeah.
Then what does courage feel like, Kevin? Because often, if not all the time, being courageous is accompanied by discomfort, by feeling fearful, by being scared, some kind of anxiety. But that's what makes it courageous. By definition, that's what it is. And that's what you have to tell kids. And so they know that that's what they're going to be experiencing. It's going to be difficult. It's going to be a little scary. Then you want to work on techniques to help your kids so they can be courageous. What do they do when they feel a little uncomfortable, feel a little scary, anxiety? Self-talk is a great place to start. Meaning, you need to tell yourself, I know I can do this. I know this is the right thing. I know it's going to be okay. But that's where you start. That's the foundation. Then, of course, Kevin, you've got to be a great role model. Your kids have got to see you doing the right thing. And I know they do. Am I right?
Well, God's grace. Hopefully, that's what I pray that they see me do. And you know what's interesting about this? Again, going back to the muscle idea, I remember my sports coaches always talking about courage in the face of, you know, if we were playing a team that we were going to be like, you know, heavy underdogs against. But it was always the idea that courage not only helps you in the moment, but it as you use the muscle, it makes you stronger in the areas
Correct.
Where you are weak. So you develop a sense of mental toughness the more you exercise it.
Yes, which is why parents should not be always jumping in to take over or apologize for their kids or make excuses for their kids, because then you're not giving your kids a chance to strengthen
right.
that courage muscle. Exactly.
Yeah.
You want your kids to confront the person or pick up the phone and just say, I'm sorry, or That's the way you develop that muscle. So parents, the advice there is don't always jump in to make it easier for your kids, because in the end, you're depriving them of something extraordinary and something very important they need. Another thing that you can do, Kevin, is around the dinner table. This is great for you. I see you doing this with your kids. Have your kids at dinner share something courageous that they did during the day.
Hmm. Yeah.
And make it a daily, you know, a daily conversation. And I think you'll see some amazing things and hear some amazing things around the dinner table. And certainly let your kids know that courage and doing courageous things is not for supermen and women. It's for regular people. Rosa Parks. It's regular people that do extraordinary things and do the most courageous things. Because the kids today, you know, all the visual images of courage are, you know, it's Superman and Batman. It's people flying around, you know, who are larger than life. And so we need to remind kids that the most important things come from regular people like ourselves. And certainly read books, take out books from the library where the stories are about kids who have done things where they had to use that courage muscle.
Yeah.
And I'm going to give you a great website, just an article. It's an article that I found.
Sure.
By Dr. Borba, B-O-R-B-A, 9 Ways to Cultivate Courage. Great article.
Love it. Shelley Goldberg, always love your help, because we're helping parents one parenting hack at a time. Thanks again for being with us today. Calvin McCullough, stay with us. Wednesday rolls on. John Catsimatidis in the wings. You've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, my good friend. You've heard me talk about his passion to get everyone to get the best sleep of their life. And he didn't stop by just making the best pillow. Mike would not rest until he had also discovered the best bedsheets. The new Giza Dream bedsheets. They look and feel great, which means an even better night's sleep for me, which is crucial for my busy schedule. Mike found the world's softest cotton. It's called Giza. It's ultra soft, breathable, extremely durable. Mike's Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. The first night you sleep on the Giza sheets, you will never want to sleep on anything else ever. Giza Dream Sheets come in a variety of sizes and colors. Mike is making a special offer of 30% off with free shipping. That's 30% off and free shipping. Call now, 1-800-506-2641. Use the promo code KMC. Or go to MyPillow.com and make sure you use the promo code KMC. Hi, Calvin McCullough. You know what April 21st represents, don't you? Have I not told you? That's the last day you're going to be able to get 20% discount and free shipping on your first order of Balance of Nature. Now, why is that important? Because if you're feeling run down and like you don't have energy, or maybe you're getting like really like with the sinuses and the allergies and all the stuff that spring is bringing about, it's time to try Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Why? I started taking them 4 years ago when I got the allergy crud and the seasonal bronchial problems. And you know what? I haven't had a cold or flu or allergies or sinus problems since I went on Balance of Nature. Each capsule has 10 servings of fruits and vegetables, and it unlocks tens of thousands of vital nutrients that are working in your immune system to make you healthier. That's why people report skin looking better and having a lot more energy and improving the quality of their life. So from now until April 21st, you can get that 20% discount and free shipping on your first order. That offer will run out on April the 21st, so call now. 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use the discount code KMC. Balance of Nature, changing America one life at a time.
Hi, Calvin McCullough. What do you do for the 2 o'clock lull? You know that one part of the afternoon where you just feel like you're dragging and you need a little pick-me-up, but you don't want to put harmful energy drinks in your body because they're not natural and they have too much caffeine and sugar and carbs in them for you to stay healthy? Well, what if I told you that there's a brand new one out that's loaded up with more absorbable CoQ10 and is caffeine-free, sugar-free, and carb-free? It's good for your joints. It's great for your heart. It'll hydrate you and energize you, or as we like to say, CoQ10ergize. Best of all, I've got a free sample waiting for you right now. All you have to do is go to this website, kmcfree.com. That's kmcfree.com. The first 100 people that go will get a free sample all to their own with free shipping included. kmcfree.com. CoQ10ergy. Hydrate and CoQ10ergize the healthy way. Everywhere I go.
is New York's most beloved billionaire. Most New Yorkers think he would have been a great mayor. And now, New York's Catman, John Catsimatidis, sits exclusively with Kevin McCullough Radio.
It was Barr and Rosenstein who made the call, really based on two factors. One, that there was not an underlying crime of collusion. So to me, it's very significant that both Attorney General Barr and the Deputy Attorney General will be appearing tomorrow. And we'll hope to have more information on whether the public release of the report will come before, during, or right after that event, Neil.
All right. That's Catherine Herridge moments ago outside the DOJ from Fox News explaining what's going to happen tomorrow. We'll get into that in a second. But today, I'm flummoxed. Because if I say, John, what do you think about that? There could be one of two people in Mike's studio telling me, and they're both named John Catsimatidis. First of all, John Sr., welcome back. It's always good to see you on Wednesdays.
Always good.
But
to
who
be
did
here.
You bring with you today?
Well, we brought John Jr. You know, had John Gambling had John Gambling 1, John
yes.
Gambling 2, John Gambling
27, 30.
And John Jr. is getting ready to be cats too.
There you go. And we'll have
Kevin, thank you.
We'll have an additional cats at night. So yep. Multiple cats at night. got to see both of you guys at the gala last night. New York City Republicans, state Republicans put on their party. What'd you think of the John Jr.? What'd you think of the evening? What kind of condition are the Republicans in New York City?
Well, you know, it's a tough state to be in as a Republican, but I thought last night was a terrific event. Everyone came together and made a very good showing, and I think there are some great candidates coming up for local and statewide office races.
Your sister is kind of a superstar right now. She's out there recruiting a lot of these people.
She is. She's doing a great job. She's one of the toughest people I know, and she's bringing her her skill set to the Manhattan Party.
I don't know any Catsimatidises that are exactly wilting wallflowers. John, you got to be really proud. Your kids are doing excellent work.
Well, I just want them to work hard and to do, and you know, when they were young and they asked me about life, and I said, I want you to be better than your father.
Huh, that's a good goal.
That's always a good goal.
And everyone in the cat's house has opinions about politics. I've gotten to know all of you a little bit, and you know, even Mom, she shares her opinions rather freely. So let's talk about some of these things. Mueller report finally going to be released tomorrow, John. What are we going to learn? Is it going to solve all our problems? Are we going to be a peaceful country once this is done?
Unfortunately, the way the American people are today, they'll take every word and analyze it.
Yeah.
And they won't look at the big picture. Look, Mueller was hated by the Republicans, loved by the Democrats. I think now it's the Democrats hate Mueller and the Republicans love him. So, honesty and integrity. I always said that in the Justice Department, in the FBI, honesty and integrity is the most important thing. The American people have to feel that when you go before the Justice Department, when you go before the courts, when you go before the FBI, that they treat all people equally. And there's a little bit of a doubt right now about the double justice system. What do you think, John?
No, I couldn't agree more. Having a strong and stable justice system and FBI is a very critical thing for the country. And there's definitely questions about their integrity. And I hope, like you said, honesty and integrity is the most important thing, just getting this report released and letting the American people make their own judgments.
And when we're talking about integrity, we're not talking about the door kickers, as Don Jr. calls them, called them on my show a couple of weeks ago. But we're talking about the brass that was appointed and the political class within the department.
The political appointees that were appointed, like Eric Holder appointed a lot of people. It's honesty and integrity.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't want the American people to feel that there's a double justice system.
I know that Paris is a favorite destination of John Catsimatidis. You've celebrated some parties over there within the last year you called in from to do your show. I don't think anybody's asked you publicly, but what was your reaction to what happened to the cathedral this week?
My reaction was shock. I didn't know why every television station, every radio station said, oh, it was an accident. I felt it was too early to say that. I felt that, well, why don't you reserve your thoughts until they find out more about it? Maybe it was terrorism. You don't know. I mean, in 1,000 years. It turns out that it does look like it was an accident. But I think they came up with it too fast. What do you think?
Yeah, no, I agree with you. And I think it's great that members of the public and private companies and people have been coming out in support and saying they would donate hundreds of millions of dollars to rebuild it.
$1 billion, sir.
You have to wonder, though, on some level. I mean, this is kind of like where my mind goes, the irony of everything. You have to wonder, they were only doing $7 million worth of repairs. Where were all these people when the Catholic Church was trying to raise the money to get it fixed to begin with?
I understand.
And could they have done it maybe from a little safer perspective where you didn't have this accident happen if somebody
they
had?
Couldn't find, they smelled smoke. The initial smoke started like
5 minutes after they closed.
Yeah.
They got all the public out, did the tours, finished them. 5 minutes later, the thing starts. And they couldn't. What was weird to me, and I had the footage on the whole time, I'm sitting there going, well, wait a second. How long is it going to take them to get a water truck up there? Like, why aren't they shooting cannons from the river by now? Like, you know, hours were ticking by and like it didn't seem like it ever finally came until like, you know, way late. Anyway, John Catsimatidis, if you listen on AM 970 The Answer here in New York City every Wednesday night, he steps back up to the microphone. Of course, he's on Sunday mornings, but he steps back up to the microphone at 5 p.m. and does Cats at Night. And that starts at the top of the hour. And John, and a special guest tonight. We've got a studio full of people and a phone bank full of people. We're going to have so many people, we're not going to know what to do with ourselves.
Not be able to fit them in.
Well, we'll have a lot of fun. That's top of the hour. Stay with us. My final thoughts coming right back.
This is Dr. Howard, founder and formulator of Balance of Nature. We're changing America. One life at a time.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know what April 21st represents, don't you? Have I not told you? That's the last day you're going to be able to get 20% discount and free shipping on your first order of Balance of Nature. Now, why is that important? Because if you're feeling run down and like you don't have energy, or maybe you're getting like really like with the sinuses and the allergies and all the stuff that spring is bringing about, it's time to try Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Why? I started taking them 4 years ago when I got the allergy crud and the seasonal bronchial problems. And you know what? I haven't had a cold or flu or allergies or sinus problems since I went on Balance of Nature. Each capsule has 10 servings of fruits and vegetables, and it unlocks tens of thousands of vital nutrients that are working in your immune system to make you healthier. That's why people report skin looking better and having a lot more energy and improving the quality of their life. So from now until April 21st, you can get that 20% discount and free shipping on your first order. That offer will run out on April the 21st, so call now. 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use the discount code KMC. Balance of Nature, changing America one life at a time.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've been given an opportunity to do something really powerful. That is to pick the best priced health insurance your family can afford, and to do so according to your budget. Now, you may be thinking, since Obamacare's penalty was done away with in the mandate, that there's no reason to shop your health insurance concerns. But friends, there are. You're likely paying for coverage you don't need. And how will you know unless you have it evaluated? That's where my friend Petru Amare at getbenefits.info will come in very handy, because you won't pay him a dime, but he will check your health insurance coverage and let you know if you can do just as well for less money. Contact him today. Getbenefits.info. That's getbenefits.info. Getbenefits.info. Or call him at 312-588-9443. That's 312-588-9443.
Breakthrough, starring Chrissy Metz.
This is our town. It's a close-knit community, the kind of place where everyone knows everyone.
Text your mom and tell her where to pick you up.
Love you guys.
This Easter.
Boys, get off the ice!
He's been underwater 15 minutes.
No one can survive that long.
We got him!
The odds were against her son.
We've done everything possible.
He's had no pulse for over an hour.
Until his mother's prayer.
Please, God, send your Holy Spirit to save my son.
Proved the impossible.
We've got a
pulse! On April 17th.
I don't believe John will survive the night.
You don't know my son. He is a fighter. So I need you to be the best, and you just let God do the rest.
Discover the incredible true story.
I'm your pastor. I'm supposed to walk alongside you for as long as it takes.
Of an extraordinary miracle.
Whatever you have for me or my son, I surrender.
Breakthrough. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters April 17th. For tickets and showtimes, go to breakthroughmovie.com.
know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Very, very thankful that you are with us each weekday. If you miss any part of Kevin McCullough Radio, there is a podcast for you. And thankfully, there are more and more of you not only using the podcast, but telling your friends. In fact, I think this week, yesterday, we set like an all-time record for single day listens in a single day in 2019. And we're averaging more per month than we've ever averaged before. And it's in the tens of thousands every month. And I'm just so grateful that it's finding a resonance with you and is helpful to you as you're trying to think through and understand and get analysis of and comprehend and respond to the biggest stories of each day. So thank you for doing that. If you would like to get the podcast, and it's absolutely free, we don't put things behind a paywall. We don't make people subscribe to stuff. We just want to make the content available, and we're grateful for those of you that are enjoying it. Go to iTunes or SoundCloud and just search KMC Radio or Kevin McCullough Radio. Either one of those, KMC Radio or Kevin McCullough Radio, will get you to where you need to go. Earlier today in the Federalist.com, Liz Wolf published what has become, I guess, in essence, is a cyclical report. Now, she may not think so because she's fairly young, but every presidential cycle, there is a comparison of what Democratic presidential candidates do in this one area of life and what Republican presidential candidates do. And if I were to tell you who you think really, genuinely, truly cared about the poor more than the other, do you think it would be Republicans or Democrats? See, when it comes to policy, Democrats want to point a gun to your head and say, by the law of force, we will take money from your pocket and we will allocate it for what we deem to be what government deems is help for the poor. They'll do that under the force, under the rule of force. Republicans, on the other hand, oftentimes say, you know what, if caring for the poor is truly, truly important to you, then why wouldn't you want to give deeply and sacrificially on a regular basis? And so, not surprisingly, presidential candidates coming from the Republican Party have many times given hundreds of times more to charity each year than Democrats have. Turns out this year, Mr. Beto and Mr. Bernie give almost nothing to charity throughout the course of the year, because while they want you to be forced to care about the poor, they're not willing to give to them sacrificially. I'm Kevin McCullough.